Wow, what a night. We've been here an hour already and we're just getting started. We have with us tonight five wonderful adults who are going to be received into the communion of our church and confirmed and celebrate the Eucharist with us for the very first time. But we need to teach them one of the customs of St. Elizabeth. So I say to you, Christ is risen, alleluia.
He is risen indeed,
alleluia. You guys got that? Because we're going to ask you next time, all right? Some of you may recall back in March, on the weekend of the Oscar Awards, a whole lot of attention and hullabaloo was given to a movie called 12 Years as a Slave. Now, to tell you the truth, I've not been to a public movie since I came to St. Elizabeth in 2000. But thanks to Netflix, I got to see 12 Years as a Slave. There's that climactic moment when the hero, finally freed, comes home and joins his family again. A powerful scene. He's free at last. I said to myself, there's definitely an Easter homily in there. It's almost as if the whole story of the Gospels could be called 33 years as a slave. Because the scriptures tell us, when the Word of God, the Word in whom everything was made at the beginning of creation, took on flesh in the womb of Mary, from that time forward, throughout his 33 years of human life until his death on the cross, Jesus was enslaved. He took on a body, a mind, and a heart like ours, terribly incomplete, vulnerable to suffering and sickness, to sadness and heartbreak and loss. St. Paul says that he didn't cling to all of his glory and power as the Word of God, but willingly took on the form of a slave. Jesus enslaved himself for us. And that's what the power of the resurrection is all about, that the bonds of sin and death are broken, that the chains of hurt and suffering are shattered, that Christ triumphs over sin and death, that the power of God at work in Jesus Christ has restored victory to us, that we, in baptism, share with Christ that freedom of the children of God that St. Paul describes, not because we don't still struggle, but because we know the ultimate victory is ours. We are still waging that battle in our hearts and minds between good and evil, holiness and sin. But we know that in Christ we have triumphed. Tonight, five fellow baptized Christians are going to be renewed in that struggle over sin and death by the power of God's Holy Spirit and confirmation. They are going to come forward and be nourished here at the altar with us to find the strength to continue the battle in Christ's name. Because we are assured of victory. In Christ, our ultimate slavery has come to an end. And we long, like a deer for long running waters, for the freedom of eternal life. It comes to us in Christ. Though we still struggle in this body, having seen and come to believe in the mystery of life out of death in the body of Christ, we have hope. We are even filled with joy. And so we proclaim, Christ is risen. Alleluia.
He